You're listening to Social School with Danny Eichenhorst and her motley crew of marketers. Tune in each week for the latest in social and digital marketing. School is now in session.
Welcome to Social School. My name is Danny Eichenhorst, and today we're going to talk about the first year of a small business. And today I wanted to talk a little bit about Blank Page, because last week we hit the 1 year mark for Blank Page, and it was a really meaningful moment for our business and our team. And next week we get to have a party and celebrate, because I'm big on celebrating milestones. But it really got me to thinking about the shareable lessons that I've gotten from my first year as an entrepreneur, and what would I share with others thinking about taking some of the same steps. A little bit of background. When I first decided to go out on my own, it was 2007, and I had my own company. And then the first time around, it was mostly content focused. I had been given some freelance copywriting and SEO writing gigs from people in my life, professors and friends, and realized that you could make some money with it. And I tried my hand at writing content for a living, and I found that it was really, really hard. And one of the things that I did that certainly didn't make my first year any easier was inviting friends and acquaintances to jump in on projects with me, thinking I could blend these great friendships with doing what I love professionally. And despite the number of gifted and talented people I kind of folded in there to work with me, it was a matter of me realizing that I'm not a great supervisor. I have really high expectations of people, and I don't always communicate what I want very well. And I'm a much more of a big picture dreamer and much less of a tactical kind of manager. I'm happy to get in the zone and code out something on my own or write a big project on my own. And I like working collaboratively in teams, but for some reason, supervising is not my thing. I find that I don't like being viewed as the almighty overlord or whatever of a project. And I didn't know how to do it. And so I ultimately took a contract that turned into employment and left that behind at that time. And that was a really good choice then. And a few years later, after having got a lot more supervision under my belt and learning how to empower people that work with me and support them in their own creative right without feeling like a terrible supervisor, I thought, you know, I've worked with some really creative people. I really do enjoy the freedom of working for myself, and it's time to approach this idea once again and see if I can make it work. I've had the good fortune at this point where I decided to make the jump of working with some amazing, amazing people in my career. People that I knew would deliver really quality work and could live up to my expectations, and who I would also enjoy working with, who are incredibly professional. And so far, it's been really great. I announced my big change through LinkedIn and social media, and it was really well received. It was scary doing that because you don't know what people are going to think, if they're going to support you, if they're going to ask you if you're crazy because you've got kids and all these things. But it was a great response. And most of my first year of business, I can draw a line back to the moment that I announced on social media. Shout out to Janice Branham, who was one of my first clients that took a chance on me and saw the work that I'd done up until that point and gave me a shot to work with the Oasis Institute nationally to help them with their strategy and various projects. And I've been so grateful because this year, so many people have supported the work that we're doing. And I certainly wouldn't be talking here today on a Monday in the middle of the morning to you guys if it weren't for them. And so I would say the first thing that I learned this year was being socially authentic can pay off. I was worried, I guess, I've always been a bit of an oversharer on social media. Most of you probably already know. I'm never going to run for political office to any day soon because, you know, it's already out there. Everything I've ever thought, I've probably tweeted or blogged. So, you know, it never occurred to me not to share every step along the way of growing a small business. And at one point, my friend Jen pointed out that that was kind of a gutsy move on my part, sharing each and every client we got because people would be watching. And if we failed, they'd see that too. But, you know, at pretty much every contract we've gotten this year, I have shared that on social media because I'm truly excited to jump into these projects. And I'm really thankful to the people that have chosen to put their faith in our work. And so all along the way, we kind of announce when we start with someone and people watch the work that we're doing. And luckily, we don't fail so far. And we haven't had that situation arise yet. And so we're good to go. But, you know, I think that we've been really authentic this year about the highs and the lows. There's nothing more emotionally draining, I'd suppose, than owning your own business. But at the end of the day, I can't imagine doing anything else. And so I'm a big believer in gratitude and celebrating every milestone along the way. And so we have done that very publicly with everybody. And in this beautiful way, people have gotten behind us and really been a rallying team for us. It's people that I really respect and whose work I really admire have come out and offered to do work with us. People who I have long wanted to work with have then also, you know, hired us for projects. And so I, you know, what a year it's been. So I would say that first lesson right out the gate that we learned was just being open and honest and sharing our experience. Not everything has to be sugar-coated. We certainly haven't aired any dirty laundry, but there are days where it's a little more difficult than other days. And you know, we ask for help on those days, or we throw out our questions and we seek support. We're never afraid to ask questions. We're growing a business like so many people before us, and people want to know what that's like because so many of you are also considering something similar. And if we can share some of our wisdom or experiences along the way and help you avoid a stumbling block or get you in a stronger position when you're a year into your small business, then that's totally worth it because we've had the benefit of learning from people like Seth Godin and some of the other larger thought leaders that have written it down or, you know, developed their own book. And everybody's experience in launching a business is going to be uniquely different. But there are some common threads that you and I have that perhaps I can help you get a little farther, a little faster, with a fewer headaches. And so it was pretty quick out of the gate that I had my first request for a cup of coffee and pick my brain and all of that I normally would get. And it was really difficult for me to say no, because when somebody comes to you and they've got a nonprofit campaign and they need some help, or a small business and big dreams, and to say no to that's really hard. Those are my people. And so I had to, though, and I would blame it on my husband because that's the way I was most comfortable doing it. And it was the truth. And I just say, I'm sorry, but I promised my husband that when we went out on our own and I made a go of this business, that I would put every minute of my time into this business. And so if I'm going to give you advice or strategy, I am going to have to charge you for it. And I'm sorry to do that. And so some of the people that came and asked me and I had to turn away were very, very understanding. In fact, I'll say all of them were. Some later told me that they totally respected my ability to say no and they knew that it was difficult for me. Others ended up hiring me, and those that couldn't afford to, I have since worked into one of our classes, given them a free seat when we're pretty well booked up and maybe have a chair or two that I can give away. I try not to just fully turn anybody away, but I try to give back where we can or connect them with someone that maybe could help them. And so valuing my time was a huge lesson this first year. The third lesson came from, it's so funny because from Travis Sheridan, a friend of mine and who's brilliant. He works with the Venture Cafe Foundation. He's a brilliant consultant. He is exactly who you want to talk to if you're starting a small business or you want to look up Venture Cafe and see what support they can provide you. But luckily we're friends and I was able to sit with him for a while and chat. And the advice he gave me, it's funny, it's the kind of advice I probably would give a client, but I couldn't see it for myself. And he said, okay, so here we are, you know, this far into your business. If you were to put the sources of your clients onto a pie chart, what would that look like? How much comes from your website and SEO? How much comes from social media? How much comes from word of mouth? And it had this moment where I thought, oh, like all of it has come from either word of mouth or happy clients that have either come back or referred someone. We don't really get a ton of new business off of social media or our website. We keep those up because we want to share our journey. And we definitely use those channels to showcase our knowledge and also to pass on knowledge to authentically help people who want to do for themselves. But it was near 100% of our business was just from happy customers or people that had worked with me previously in my career. And that was a huge wake-up moment. And the minute I stopped putting all of our focus elsewhere on blogs and webinars and all of that, although we still do it just because we want to truly empower people and educate people. And when I just put it back on the people that have referred business and the people that we do have business with currently and trying to cultivate those relationships further, then we got too much business, which is a beautiful problem to have at the 1 year mark. And so, you know, definitely take a minute as you get into your business and, you know, 6 months in, 12 months in, and as you're considering your marketing mix and how you're promoting your business, that should definitely be the first question you ask. No matter what your business is, you really need to know where your business is currently coming from and what is the path that they take to get there. It just happens that my path is a little bit shorter because it's people that already know me and have come forward and wanted to work with me, or people who have worked with me and then are referring folks. So that's a pretty easy path to follow. But truly, that's a no-brainer that it took me a little while to get to. There's so many things you're considering your first year out that sometimes the obvious gets missed. And I would say that the final bit of advice I would give to somebody starting out a business is don't expect in the first week, month, or few months that you're going to have everything figured out. You're not going to know what your business is going to be necessarily right out of the gate. Definitely make a plan and try and stay within the lanes. Don't get pulled off of focus. Every entrepreneur out there seems to fall into the trap of, you know, getting distracted by the next shiny thing out there. So definitely make a plan and try to stick to it, but you're really not going to have a sense of who you are until you have a chance to be something. And so we were 9 months in, and when we started the business, I said, I want to start a company that empowers small businesses and nonprofits to get the kind of marketing help that they need, which is unique because they, more than anybody else, really struggle to have time, talent, and resources to pull off most of their messaging and campaigns. And for a small business or a nonprofit, the results of their marketing are absolutely critical to their survival. And so I just felt this urgency to try and find a way to serve them. And so we wanted to create marketing solutions that were scalable, that somebody could say, come to us and say, here are my business goals. Here's my budget. You know, how can we get from point A to point B with the resources that we have? And we would find a way, whether that's just holding their hand and consulting with them, managing some of the pieces, or giving them the education and tools they need to actually execute themselves. So that was the plan. 9 months into it, we took a moment and said, is that what we're doing? Are we doing what we set out to do? And if not, what are we doing? And what problems are there that we're seeing on a regular basis? And how are we solving them for people? And lucky for us, we largely found that we were delivering on what we hoped to deliver on all along. And, but it, you know, I think that was just because we were mindful. We set out those channels and we tried to stay in our lane. And while we could have gone a million different directions with our business, at the end of the day, we said, no, we set out to do consulting and managed marketing and education. And if it's not in those lanes, we're not going to take it on right now. And that's been great. And, you know, by stopping and taking a look at where we've been And what we've done this year, we've also seen that there are other areas of value that we provide too, other layers, other problems that we fix, all related to this work, but it gave us more for our marketing message. And so it gave us a little bit of self-awareness of our work, a different perspective on what we do, and a moment to pause and look at what our real value is. But we didn't get there overnight. My first few months, I don't know how much of my time I spent testing various project management softwares and trying to get our logo settled and getting our website just how I wanted it, because I felt like people were watching and I needed to do this well. And I lost so much sleep and so much time over it, and that's fine. That's my process. That's how I do. But if I could go back and tell me something a year ago, it would be chill out. You'll get there. Just do your best. And we did. And I'm really happy with where we are right now. You know, our website's always a project in development. Our social media ebbs and flows, but we do the best we can. And we're legitimately, the best thing is that at the end of the day, we really are helping small businesses. We really are helping nonprofits. And there are people, like 30 clients this year that have come back to us and said, thank you. Like, you know, I couldn't have done this without you. I really feel like the help you gave me lent to my success. And that's really what I care to measure at the end of the day. For me, that's success. It's a book of business going forward. And it's that we set out a mission and we're actually achieving it. So that's it. Enough about me. You've had two whole episodes, just me. Next week, we're going to have Wesley Hoffman on the show. We got Vernon Ross coming on. We want to talk about social skills in a digital age and how social media blends with real life interactions and networking and kind of the pros and cons of that. We're also going to have Matthew Hibbard on in a couple weeks. We want to talk about this kind of social and digital marketing for a public agency. He works for Metro. And so there's a lot of good stuff coming up. So I encourage you to keep listening. Please share. And a real heartfelt thank you to everyone who has, you know, supported our business this year, whether you've sent us a referral or shared our podcast or retweeted something. God bless you. I love every minute of what we're doing. And if you listen to this soon enough, the 15th, we're having a party at Plush here in St. Louis, 5 p.m. till close, and we are going to celebrate our first year. That's a huge milestone. It may not seem like that to businesses that have been around for a long time, but it is. We're so happy to have gotten to this point, and it really is all thanks to you. So please send us your thoughts at BlankPageSTL on Twitter, BlankPageConsultingSTL on Facebook. BlankPageSTL is our website. We want to hear from you. What do you want to hear? What questions do you have? Thanks again. See you next time.
Thanks so much for listening to Social School with Danny Eichenhorst. We'll see you next time.